Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I was just having a fascinating, we will have a fascinating conversation on the air, but I was just having a fascinating conversation off the air with my guest, Catherine Bensinger. She's here to talk about her work as a parenting fundamentals program director at Metropolitan Family Services, and just the word family around the holidays is cause for all manner of angst, tension, happiness, no doubt. Catherine, what is your background?
I have a master's degree in human services from National Lewis University, mm-hmm. and I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor.
And that's what you were doing in 1996. You were a mental health clinician working in the city of Chicago when you started to notice, if not a trend, at least a frequency of, and I don't want to, I hate the word dysfunction, of a frequency of screwed up, to use a clinical term, screwed up families.
Right. I would see family after family come in for family therapy, and the kids were diagnosed with an anxiety or depression. Kids were suffering from behavior problems, adolescents who had attempted suicide, children who had witnessed domestic violence. And these children had these diagnoses. But what I noticed was something else. I noticed that the parents were using ineffective parenting strategies that compounded, if not caused, the family dysfunction.
One of your theories in some of the stories I've read about you, and some of your very articulate letters to the Tribune, Tribune editorial board, is the notion that, you know, you have to go to driving school to get a driver's license. You have to at least do something before getting married. You have to go to college to become an accountant. You have to, you know, get taught various things. And when it comes to what is probably, to my mind, the most important task a human being can have is to be a parent. I really do believe that, because you are dealing with another person's life.
Exactly. I mean, it's ludicrous. The idea that, you know, the minute that a child comes into this world, you should automatically know how to parent or raise them. It is prehistoric. You know, parenting skills are learned. They're not inherited.
Why don't people realize that? Do they just think this is such a you're right, it's prehistoric. Hey, here's the baby, you know, go, you know, fight a saber-toothed tiger or something. And are they loath to seek any kind of advice before having children?
I think that there's, you know, this belief that you should automatically know how.
Because you were a child.
Because, Nadi, I don't even know if it's because you were a child, just because the idea you give birth and you're supposed to know how to care for it. Whether you're from Winnetka or Englewood, you can benefit from best practices in parenting education. But for some reason, we're supposed to know. It really is crazy that we're in the 21st century and that we don't, that there isn't an automatic orientation when you become a parent. And I'm not talking about diapering and breastfeeding. That's important. Sure. I learned at Evanston Hospital, how do I diaper my baby? How do I breastfeed? But nobody taught me, how do I understand child development and communication and discipline strategies that are not harmful? No one talks about that.
See, the interesting thing is, in 1996, you were working as a mental health clinician, and you were dealing with families at periods of crisis when you wanted to say, oh, man, maybe if we'd met 3 years ago, we wouldn't even be having this problem.
That is exactly the impetus for me to start the parenting education program, because I didn't have children. I was 28. I was the fifth child of a large family, and I was a product of divorce, and I had life experience. But as I saw these families, I realized this is preventable. If you have some tools, to raise your children, you can prevent mental illness. You can prevent substance abuse. You can prevent delinquency if you have tools.
Wow. Wow. Who has availed themselves of you? What does it take? You know, I think in some ways it's like people who want to stop smoking, for instance. This may be way, way off, but hear me out. And they think, well, I'm a human being. I can do this. And when they are unable to do it, they have to admit somehow a kind of failure and are reluctant to pursue it on any kind of level. Someone doesn't want to be told they may not be the best parent, you think?
Well, that is the thing that we have to get over, which is the stigma that if you take a parenting class, you're a bad parent. And that is not true. You get a license to cut hair. You get a license to drive a car, like you said before. Why would you have know something before you know it? You don't know what you don't know. And you're not at fault for not knowing that. And so when we talk about parenting education, it only took me about 18 years to figure this out. but you know, framing and marketing and communicating what you're trying to do is everything I've learned. And what we say now is parenting enrichment for academic success. Because what do we want for our children? We want them to be successful. We want them to...
And happy.
And happy and healthy. And we want them to get an education, whatever education level that will meet their needs to make them happy. That
right.
isn't necessarily college. It's whatever
education. See, I agree with
education.
That, too. Yeah.
But the fact is that you need some orientation, some education in that. And we need to get over the stigma that if you take a class, it's because you're a bad parent. It's actually, you're actually a good parent, and it'll help you to take a parenting class. And again, I'm talking across socioeconomic status. This isn't
sure.
about this isn't about low income. Metropolitan Family Services and the work that we do,
uh-huh.
we serve the low income population.
Well, and the need is greater than ever, too.
Of course, because they have stressors that high income people don't have. They have amazing stressors that they don't have. And so they need these skills. They need help with parenting because of their, you know, just the enormous challenges that they have. But it parenting is for everyone, is what I'm saying. Parenting education.
I think that there have got to be stages in the life, in the relationship between parent and child. There is 0 to 3, let's say. Then there's whatever they call 5 to 8 or something. And then there are the crisis-filled teenage years. There should there not be a kind of ongoing, hey, place to ask, and it must be you, it must be the Parenting Fundamentals program at Metropolitan Family Services, where you should go in for a checkup every once in a while.
Well, absolutely.
Is that
absolutely, and you nailed it. We have parenting education classes for parents with children 0 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 12, and 12 to 18. And I'll tell you, we don't have a curriculum yet, but it's on my to-do list in about 5 years. And guess what it is? Parenting for children 18 to 25.
Hey, I could have used some. My parents could have used some parenting classes when I was 45.
Exactly. No, because people are moving back home, and that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
But to get to what you said is that developmental stages require a specific kind of parenting, and we have families now that we've done this 19 years. We've raised a generation,
wow.
So now we have families that have done zero to four age. And they've gone through. They literally go from one to the next to the next for two reasons. One, a lot of our families have 6 kids, so they have kids in all age groups.
Yeah.
So they take one, the next. Others just have one child, and they stay with us as their support system, and they move to the next class.
Wow. So you will give certain tools. I assume many of the tools would be for sort of how to communicate, would they not?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that seems to me to be one of the huge problems with parents and children. It seems old-fashioned. It sounds, you know, like over the generation gap or something. But it is communicating.
Oh, absolutely. We teach communication skills for parents. And it's amazing because not only does it help parents communicate better with their children, the techniques that we teach. But what I've heard over the years is people say, I have a better relationship with my spouse and my boss because we've taught things as simple as I messages. I feel frustrated when you leave your toys in the middle of the living room when we're a family and we spend, simple
tools.
Well,
to be frank and direct is you know, probably one of the great hidden mysteries of that kind of communication. This is fascinating. I'm talking to Catherine Bensinger, who is now, after a generation in the business of the altruistic business, I think, of helping parents and children coexist, is now the Parenting Fundamentals Program Director at Metropolitan Family Services. We got to take a little break, but we'll continue on and talk some more about Metropolitan Family Services, which you came into the fold after years with your own thing, didn't you?
Parenting Fundamentals was born at a community mental health center called Community Counseling Centers of Chicago. And when Parenting Fundamentals turned 18, unfortunately, Community Counseling Centers of Chicago was undergoing some difficulty. And we were onboarded to Metropolitan Family Services six months ago after doing this work 19 years.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic
fit. It's a venerable organization, too.
Metropolitan is.
We'll be Metropolitan Family Services. You can go during the commercial if you want, or later tonight, go to metrofamily.org. That's a very easy website, ladies and gentlemen, metrofamily.org. And I'll be back in a couple minutes with Catherine Bensinger.
I know where I'm going, and I know.
You get an entire Jamie O'Reilly song near the end of this show. She's performing Wednesday at Chief O'Neill's on Elston Avenue. You can go to jamieo'reilly.com. She's one of Chicago's great singers and great artists. Catherine Bensinger, my guest, is, I am now thinking, one of the great minds in Chicago. She works as the Parenting Fundamentals Program Director at Metropolitan Family Services, and we are talking about the relationship between children and parents and how messed up it can be and how it is relatively, Catherine, relatively easy to fix if you think of it as you might think of your automobile, getting a checkup every once in a while, filling it with gas, learning how to drive it. It is it not?
It really is. It's the parenting skills that we teach families, it's not rocket science. It really isn't. And these tools really help families communicate better with their children.
When you see something like this, the recent tragedy with this Laquan McDonald boy, who seems to have had a horrifying upbringing in life, not through no real fault of his own. And when you see some of the other violent episodes taking place on the streets of Chicago, do you feel genuinely that had someone intervened and come along earlier, that many of these children would be saved?
I absolutely do. And you know, your parents are your first caretakers. They're your first teachers, whether it's a single mother or it's a father and a mother or whether it's grandparents that are taking care of you. That nurturing is vital, that feeling that you matter, that you're important and that your thoughts are important and that you can be somebody. And if you don't get that message, and if you get the opposite message, you're useless, you're not going to amount to anything. And these messages are passed down from generation to generation. And again, I really want to be clear in saying that it is no fault of the parent, because that is what they heard from their parents. That is what was told to them. And they're just repeating the cycle.
And it's a matter of doing whatever is necessary to break that cycle.
Exactly. You know how many parents have said to us over the years, you taught me a new language, a language that wasn't spoken in my home. And literally a language of complimenting, of giving options, of saying I love you, of listening, of looking at your child when they're talking to you, of reading to the child. They literally say, you taught me a language I didn't know before. And we have families that come to us from DCFS that have severely abused their children. And they say, if I only had this class 10 years ago, I wouldn't be in the trouble I'm in. I'm now, often they're raising a second generation because the first one
is lost
and in jail or was removed from them. And then they have the three-year-old that's in DCFS custody. And they say, I'm going to do it different this time.
You know, I understand in this world that there are crazy people and bad people. But I have the feeling, too, that no one with these aberrant exceptions has a child and doesn't want to take care of that child.
There is no parent that doesn't love their child. And even the parents that abuse their children, they don't know that they're doing it. And that is what it is you don't know what you don't know. There isn't a parent that doesn't love their child, even though they're harming them. And that is why with some tools, and just very few tools, you can literally turn around the trajectory of a child, and you can turn around their outcome.
Well, in a way then, too, make the world a better place. I mean, I'm not saying that this is going to stop all violence, but it would certainly stop a considerable amount of violence and certainly stop a bit of despair.
Absolutely. And in our 19 years, we've graduated over 7,000 parents from our parenting classes, and they're raising over 21,000 children.
Wow.
And you can make an impact. No, parenting is not the answer to the world's problems, but it's an untapped and it's a solution.
And easily accessible, too.
And such a cost savings. When we think about what it costs to jail, $616 a day for a juvenile to be in jail. A parenting class could be $250. I mean, it is an expensive, and the what it costs benefit. You know, you invest a dollar and you get 17 out of it.
Yeah.
It is an untapped resource to help build a healthier society.
What do you do on a day-to-day basis for Metropolitan Family Services? Do you instruct parents, or have you moved beyond to kind of an administrative kind of thing now?
My favorite thing is teaching. It is the most. I mean, that is where teaching is amazing. And I have a team of five teachers that are phenomenal. So I'm not in the classroom. I do go observe, and I listen to the parents, and I ask them, what are they getting out of the program? Because I am, I help to raise money for the program, and I don't write the grants, but I work with the grant writer at Metropolitan.
Sure.
So for me to be sitting in the classroom and asking a parent point blank, why did you come here? What brought you here? And what have you learned? And I write down what they say.
You're getting all of this anecdotal evidence.
Exactly, right from the parents. So I oversee the program, and so I plan the schedule. I help fundraise. I develop.
You must also get to see the rewards.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to see a parent transform.
I'm going to keep you for a while after the news at 10, if you don't mind, just for a few more questions, because I'm fascinated by this whole thing. I think it's a ray of hope in a world, and we are talking about it. The need is probably, like, the need for everything is probably greater in Chicago's and the area's downtrodden neighborhoods, but the need is also great in Lake Forest and Winnetka, and it's a different kind of need because I know people from all these different places, and it's a different kind of, yes, you can buy kids all the toys that you can afford, and that's not always the best solution for anything, is it?
It is not. And I grew up in Winnetka, so I can speak to that experience a little bit, and I can say that some of the very same skills that are needed in Winnetka are needed in a neighborhood like Englewood or other neighborhoods on the south side. Very fundamental things like really listening to your child, spending time with your child.
Looking at your child in the eyes.
Looking at your child in the eyes when they're talking. you know,
you and would, saying,
"I love you."
Ugh.
And
wow.
that, and so yes, the world of Winnetka and the world of Englewood are totally different.
Yeah.
But the fundamental things that humans need,
people are not different.
To believe in themselves and have a self esteem, are just profoundly similar.
That's very inspiring. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about Robert for a minute, if I could.
Let's save it till after the news. Okay. We'll talk about anything you want because I'm keeping you here till about 10:20.
Okay.
We're going to get a commercial break, then we're going to get some news, and then we're going to talk to Catherine Bensinger about Robert. I don't know who Robert is, but she's going to tell me about Robert, and she's going to tell you about Robert. We'll be right back. We're talking family here on After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. I am talking with Catherine Bensinger, who's been fascinating for the last half hour, talking about she's the Parenting Fundamentals Program Director at Metropolitan Family Services, which is a kind of cumbersome, I think, title for a person who is trying to make a better world. I don't mean to get all, you know, poetic and romantic here, but you deal with families, trying to help families learn how to be a parent. You don't teach, it's not so much teaching children how to be children, because that's one of the great joys of life, is kids, so when they're born, they don't have a lot of baggage unless parents start putting that baggage on them and weighing them down, right?
Absolutely. A lot, you know, yes. You know, and parents have come into the social service agency and said, you know, fix my child. And what they realize after they take the parenting classes, they said, I changed, and then my child changed. It wasn't my child that needed fixing. I needed fixing.
Are most people who come, even now after you've been doing this for an entire generation, are most people coming in crisis mode? They're coming in for a reason other than just being smart and proactive?
Well, 70% of the families that come in are coming in voluntarily, and 30% come in because they've been involved with the Department of Children and Family Services, mm-hmm. the court system that has mandated them to come to the program. But the volunteer population that come in, I'd say, you know, we teach in Spanish and English, and I am very impressed with Hispanic culture that's very thirsty for parenting education.
Oh, how great.
I think that they really see the key to the American dream is education, but part of that education is parenting education. So they're coming in droves to the parenting classes to learn these skills to help raise their children. So they're not in crisis per se. Some families, some parents come voluntarily because they are experiencing a behavior problem with their child, but not that it hasn't arrived to be.
It hasn't arrived. They're not
crisis.
Being dragged in by the cops or something.
No. So
okay, you were going to tell me a story about, you teased me with a story about Robert.
Robert, yes.
Who is Robert?
Robert came to Parenting Fundamentals to the program as a student, I would say 9 to 11 years ago. He was highly recommended by the court system to take a parenting class because he was in the middle of getting a divorce.
How old was he?
He was...
Was he a teenager?
He was, let's see, he's 40 now, so he was like 30. He was about 30 years old.
Okay.
And he had two small children, a 2-year-old and an 11-year-old. And he was delivering the Chicago Tribune in Wilmette and Winnetka. That was his profession that he started at age 18 when he became a father for the first time. So he was mandated or highly suggested to take a parenting class, and he was very resentful that he had to take a class. And he started the class just like a lot of parents do.
In an adversarial kind of stance.
Yes. Yeah. I don't need to be here. You don't need to tell me how to parent. And as he began to learn the techniques about communication, he learned child development, you know, what children do at each stage of development. He learned communication skills. He started to see that the relationship with his children improved. And so Robert went on to take a class after the suggested
yeah.
class. He took another class and another class and another class. He kept going on to take more classes for the higher age groups. And I sat in a class and I heard him talk about what he was learning. And I said, would you come with me to be interviewed on CAN TV to talk about your experience in parenting?
Yeah.
He came to the show, to CanTV with me, and he jokingly said, how do you become a parenting educator? And I said, well, I don't have any money to hire you, but want to volunteer? So Robert volunteered for 2 years. While he delivered the Tribune, he slept like 3 hours.
Was he a single father raising these kids or no?
He was divorced, and so his children were, you know, they shared custody,
sure,
so they would go back and forth.
Wow.
So he volunteered for Parenting Fundamentals for 2 years. Then he was hired on a contract basis and then a part-time basis, and now he's been full-time with Parenting Fundamentals for 3 years. And when he teaches a class, he says to the parents, I was sitting right where you're sitting.
Oh, that's got to be so powerful.
It's amazing. It's incredibly powerful because he said, I took a parenting class and it literally changed my life. And he has a daughter who's in seventh grade who's on the honor roll, and his son is at Northeastern University, a senior, and he's going into the police force. He wants to be a police officer.
What a great success story that is.
And Robert says, I can tell you with 100% certainty that the trajectory of my children would have been completely different had I not started with Parenting Fundamentals.
What a great story, Captain Bensinger. Yeah.
And he says he was a my way or the highway authoritative parent, and he learned the skills, and he wanted to give back, and now he's a teacher. And after 18 years of working for the Tribune, he retired and went full-time, and now he's with Metropolitan Family Services teaching Parenting Fundamentals.
And now no one can read my stories on the North Shore anymore. He's not delivering the paper.
No,
What a great story. What is the cost of this thing? I mean, I'm sure some is. I dare say it's probably not covered by health care, is it?
It should be.
Oh,
and
no
that's
question.
What I, you know, and I'm going to be doing this, you know, for the next 40 years.
Good.
And one of the things I'm going to be trying to do is to get it covered by health care because the savings to society
you were talking about that earlier.
Will be millions of dollars, but it's not. It's covered by private foundations cover. We have some grants from the Department of Children and Family Services. The school system, fortunately, is seeing a value. And one of the best places we teach Parenting Fundamentals is inside the schools.
Oh,
that is a place that where parents
it's a safe
go.
Environment.
Yes,
too. It's
and
a
parents
safe...
go. They take a parenting class. Their child's in school.
A kid friendly. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. What a you must. You have two children?
Yes, I have two. I have a daughter who's a freshman in college in Boston at Tufts University, and I have a sophomore named Cameron who's at Evanston Township High School.
How do you guys get along?
The kids or?
You and your kids.
Oh, we get along really well. We
can't
do.
Stand these kids.
I love them, and I'm an imperfect parent, as everyone, and they do say to me sometimes, Mom, is that in your curriculum? but they are. They're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Catherine Bensinger, I can tell how passionate you are about this, and I'm so glad we had this chance to talk because that whole notion of family hangs over the holidays starting last Thursday all the way through January, and it's not something that you should just think about during the holidays. Being a parent is an ongoing, should be a joy. It should be a joy, but it's also a job.
It is a job. And like all the jobs that you have ever had or anybody's ever had, there is a training for that job. And you know, the message I really wanted to relay to everyone is that there is no shame in taking a parenting class because you are doing the most important job you'll ever do, which is to parent.
Yeah.
And we all need support and tools to do that important job.
Well put, Catherine Benson. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
You're doing the Lord's work. Boy, I'll tell you that. Go to metrofamily.org. They offer a variety of different services for families. Metrofamily.org. Catherine Benson, I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.